No one in the Bible has ever been saved by faith alone. So to you out there that say people have always been saved by faith alone, or we're saved by faith alone today, okay, I'm going to give you a $1,000 challenge, all right? $1,000 to the first person that can put the scripture from the King James Bible in the comments below that says faith alone.
Brian Denlinger is a lying, false prophet. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It has nothing to do with works. It is all faith.
And what I'm saying, why I get so worked up about this thing, is because these people come along and they say, it's just belief. It's just a belief. I just believe that I'm saved, therefore I am.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Looks pretty simple to me.
Well, I believe that I'm a grape-flavored lollipop, therefore I must be. Where was faith alone? Where was faith even mentioned? It was works. Faith and works.
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
But I'm going to tell you right now, nobody in the Bible has ever been saved by faith alone.
Well, here we have the thief on the cross. And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, what works did the thief on the cross do? Absolutely none. He had faith in Jesus. That was it.
See, Abraham was justified by faith. He had faith alone. Cute. Real cute.
Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
And you go to that physician, and he says, these are the lifestyle changes that you must take if you want to be well. Yeah, no, just cure me another way. I don't want to change my life. It's not going to happen. Any physician that's worth anything is going to tell you, if you're sick and perpetually sick with that same thing, you need to have a new life. You need to change some things. That's a good physician. Don't let anybody deceive you into thinking that you can somehow be saved. You come to the physician, you're saved by Jesus Christ, and yet you go on living in your sin. I don't just say, I'm going to go to the physician whenever I'm sick and have him just give me something and I'm better. No, it's a changed life that happens. And so it is with your salvation. Repentance. Don't tell me that you can come to Jesus Christ as a sick sinner looking for Jesus as your physician, and yet there's no change. Don't tell me that. Don't even tell me that. And you need to repent right there. And don't let anybody tell you from this crowd here, don't let anybody tell you you're not that bad of a person. You don't have to repent. You don't have to have a new life. You don't have to change things. There's no change that's required with salvation. I mean, who wants to go to a physician and not come out with a changed life? You see? You're going to go to that physician expecting to have a changed life. And if you don't have a changed life from the physician, then you say the guy's a quack. He's no good. He's no different than anybody else. You have the witness in yourself when you get saved. My life changed.
So Brian is telling you that you have to turn from sin to be saved. That's what he means by repentance. He's saying you have to change your life. You have to turn from your evil ways to be saved. That's what he's saying. Well, that is works. That's what the Bible says. Look at Jonah 3:10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. So turning from your sins, turning from your evil way is works. Works will not save you. For by grace you save through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And God is telling us in Jonah 3:10 that turning from your evil way is works. Not only that, look at the rest of the verse. It says, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. So, if God repented, repentance does not mean turning from sin. God has never sinned, but he repented more than anybody else in the Bible. Repentance is a change of mind. And when talking about salvation, it means changing what you believe. You stop trusting in your works to save you, and you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. It has nothing to do with turning from your evil way. It's about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
You know, I advocate returning back to the Bible way of no church buildings. There are no church buildings in the entire Bible for Christians. Your church buildings are pagan. Totally, completely pagan. You see, the church buildings are used to keep people in bondage. You say, oh, you mean Roman Catholic? I mean any of them. Any church building is there to keep you in bondage to the pastor. You say, well, I don't want to go to church. Good, don't go to church. Church membership someplace, you got to get out of those things. They're pagan buildings. They have no basis in Scripture.
So Brian is telling you not to go to church, and the Bible tells you not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And he's saying there's no such thing as a church building. So let's see what the Bible actually says. What about the church which was at Jerusalem? What about the church that was at Antioch? What about the church which was at Caesarea? What about the church of God which is at Corinth? What about the church that is at Babylon? What about all the churches, plural, of the Gentiles? What about the church of the Laodiceans? What about the church of the Thessalonians? What about the churches of God which in Judea? What about the church of Ephesus? No, Brian Denlinger, the idea of church and assembling ourselves together in church is a biblical idea. We should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together in church. See, as Brian Denlinger is a false prophet, he preaches that you have to work your way to heaven, which is a false gospel that will send you straight to hell. The truth is, the only way to heaven is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It has nothing to do with works. So, let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.